Praise be Jesus and Mary. St. Teresa of Avila lived in the 16th century, an age of political, social, and religious turmoil. Probably not too different from our own, I suppose. Her life began with the culmination of the Protestant revolt and ended shortly after the Council of Trent. She entered the Carmelites despite strong opposition from her father, and as a nun, she often found it hard to pray. And besides that, she had poor health, and she confesses that she wasted time every day in long, foolish conversations. But one day, in front of a picture of Jesus, she felt great sorrow that she didn't love God more. And she resolved then and there to live for Jesus alone, no matter what sacrifice had to be made. She became a religious of prayer, of discipline and compassion. Her heart belonged to God alone, and her conversation, or her conversion, wasn't an overnight affair. It was an arduous, lifelong struggle. Involving ongoing purification and suffering. She experienced 20 years of spiritual dryness. She was misunderstood, misjudged, and opposed in her efforts at reform. She continued to struggle with her illness, her opposition, and even her own mediocrity. But, through it all, she clung to God in a life of prayer. Her writings on prayer and contemplation are drawn from her own experiences, which were both profound and practical. Through her contemplative life, she spent... She also was able to take that spirit of prayer and put it to work. She spent much time and energy in seeking, to reform herself and the Carmelites, to lead herself and her sisters back to the full observance of the primitive rule. She founded over half a dozen New Carmels and reformed even more. She admitted that she would rather found any number of convents before attempting to reform just one. It's kind of hard to convince people after they have become lax and used to easy living to do penance and to perform sacrifice. But she traveled, she wrote, and she continued to fight in herself and in her prayer, in her efforts to reform, and all the people she touched. She was a person for others who inspired and gave life. She also knew well the continued presence and value of suffering. And, I already mentioned her physical illness and her opposition to reform and difficulties in prayer, but she was able to embrace suffering and to even desire it. Toward the end of her life, she said, "Oh, my Lord, How true it is that whoever works for you is paid in troubles. But what a precious price to those who love you if we understand its value. Well, the sufferings God sends us in this life are the stepping stones he provides for us to make our way to heaven. St. Teresa's books on mystical theology were considered by popes. Gregory the 15th and Urban the 7th to be equal to those of a doctor of the church. Therefore, on September 27th, 1970, Pope Paul VI added her name to the list of doctors of the church. She and St. Catherine of Siena were the first women so honored. And today, you know, just as in the day of St. Teresa, we live in a time of turmoil, a time of revolt and dissent, and a time of reform. You know, people today have in St. Teresa a challenging example to follow, you know, promoters of real renewal, promoters of prayer and education. Have in St. Teresa a woman whom they can admire and imitate. So let us pray today to St. Teresa that, you know, we may not spurn our sufferings and the challenges that we have in spreading the faith, the challenges we have in our trials and tribulations, but that we may, you know, pick up our cross every day as she did, and resolve, you know, as she did, to live for Jesus alone, no matter what sacrifice has to be made.